Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Gong session. Welcome to the Qigong session. It's going to be around about circulation. That's the whole focus of this evening's session. So I'll talk a bit more about that when we get to it, but we'll start with our normal warm-ups. Standing in Wuji, obviously if you're listening to this on the recording and you're seated, then ignore the leg movements throughout the warm-up, but also during the actual set as well, unless I give you specific instructions. Okay, so just find yourself just in Wuji, or if you're seated, just sit seated comfortably. Just connecting through to the ground, connecting to the sky. And just taking a few rounds of breath. It can be deep breathing, or it can be just your normal breath. Just checking in with your body, just noticing how you are. Okay, so start from the with a warm-up, and then we're starting from the head, working our way down to our feet. So the first one is just rolling your head to the side, back, the other side, and then forwards. If that doesn't feel comfortable for whatever reason, then just keeping yourself facing forwards and then just going around your nose, so putting your nose in. Going around with your nose in a circle, so it's like it's going around a clock face. So whichever one works best for you, whether it's going side, back, front, other side, or doing the nose in a circle. Just going to do a few one way. So we'll just do one more this way. And you go back, center, very gently change direction. And just do a few the other way. One more. And then back to center. I'm just going to roll the shoulders. So we're going to take them up towards our ears, down to the back, down and forwards. Up to our ears, taking them back, down and forwards. Doing a few more in this direction. One more. And then when you get back to that central position, the starting position, we're just going to do the opposite direction. So up, forwards, down and back. One more. We're going to continue some work on the shoulders. We're going to be doing something called a short limb movement. It's basically putting your hands on your shoulders and just moving your arms backwards. So basically your elbows are doing most of the movement. This does take the pressure off the shoulders. So if you've ever got bad shoulders and you're trying to do an exercise that requires your arms out laterally and you're doing the arms going backwards or forwards, and now I can go forwards, then actually just this helps to lessen the strain on the shoulders just by having half an arm doing the actual rotation rather than the full arm. Just doing one more. And taking your hands off your shoulders. And then just circling your wrists and your elbows. And do it one direction and then the other direction. And then just dropping your hands. Now we're going to be interlacing the hands, and we're going to do the next three exercises. We're going to do four each. So we're going to interlace the fingers, And the first one is we're going to take our hands up towards our chest, then push them out so the palms are now facing outwards. So you're getting a nice big stretch across your shoulders, and then bring your hands back to the chest, and then taking them forwards again. Doing two more. And as always, just working within your own range of movement. If you can't push your hands out all the way so your arms are straightened, and just going as far as feels comfortable to you. Keeping your fingers interlaced, we're going to take our hands back down to that starting position, so around about the lower abdomen. We're going to take your hands up, start turning the hands once they get to around the chest level or chin level, and turn them up so your palms are now facing up. And then just giving yourself a nice full body stretch. If you can get your arms fully straight, great. If you can't, then just working within your own range of movement. Bring your hands down. We'll just do that three more times. Taking the hands up, stretching, bringing them down. And two more. Your own time. Now when you finish the last one, just keeping your fingers interlaced but dropping your hands back down to that starting position. This next one, we're going to start with our hands going up overhead or however feels comfortable to you. And then you're going to be bending to the right, back up to center, and then to the left. Back to center, and then right, center, left. Center. So doing two more on each side. It gives a nice stretch. It gets the spine moving. It also gives a nice stretch on the obliques, so the outside of our body, the intercostal muscles. I've lost count, so I'm just going to do one more, but I may well be doing too many now. When you finish that one, just dropping your hands down. Just going to do a little bit of a twist. So just taking your arms, leaving them very nice and loose, and then just twisting our torso. And the spine, a nice twist. And then coming back to center. Now this next one is called stirring the pot. If you're seated, just hold on to your sides of the chair. If you're standing, it is a bit of a balanced one, so you can either hold on to a wall or hold on to a bench or even a chair. I'll give you a couple of different variations. One is you lift your leg and then you just take it to the diagonal slightly and you stir the pot with your foot off the ground. The other one is you actually keep your toes connected to the ground and you stir the pot with the toes connected to the ground. So whichever variation you're going to do, we're going to do five in one direction. When you've done your fifth circle, change directions. When you finish that one, just coming back to standing, taking the weight on the opposite foot, and then just lifting the other foot up. Do again, five in one direction and five in the other direction. So where you realize that your balance is, you're more balanced on one side than the other. And when you finish, just dropping your foot to the ground. And then we're going to be circling the ankles. So again, you can take your foot totally off the ground and then just circle your foot around. Or you can keep your toes connected to the ground and then just circle your ankle around your toes. So again, we're going to do five in each direction. Changing direction when you finish the first five. When you finish the second five, you're going to swap feet. And then you're doing the same on the other side. Five in one direction. And then five in the other direction. Okay. I'm just going to do the toes because often the toes get left behind. So just literally just opening your toes out and then just sort of curling them in as if you're trying to grab something. Doing that a few times. And two more. And now we're just going to wake the chi. So I'm just going to tap all the way down the arms and up again the other side. I'm going to do four on each arm. So when you got to the fourth one, tap on the other arm, tap all the way down to the fingers if you can. If you can't, then just go as far as you can. So you've done the fourth one, you're going to be going down the legs. So you're going to go down the outside of the legs and up the inside of the legs. Go all the way down if you can do, but if you can't, don't worry, just go down as far as you can. If you only go down as far as your thighs, that's fine. If you go a bit further, that's fine. If you can go all the way down, that's fine. So one more down and up. And then just literally shaking it all out. I'm just going to finish by gathering the chi. Taking your arms out to the side, overhead, and bringing your palms down in front of the chest and then lower down to your hand, lower abdomen. So doing three more of those. And when you finish the last one, just pausing for a few breaths and just noticing how your body is now. You've done a bit of a warm up. Okay, so said at the start, this set focuses on circulation. So in traditional Chinese medicine, there's a saying that the qi leads the blood. So when the qi flows, when it moves, when it circulates, then the blood follows. So this evening, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to activate our qi, which then activates the blood and allows it to circulate. So there's a little bit of bouncing, a little bit of tapping, cupping. There's just a mix of exercises that all support circulation, either in the upper body, lower body, or in the whole body. Okay, so let's find our comfortable position, standing in Muji, so feet to back, hip width, hip to shoulder width apart. If possible, toes facing forwards. If that's not possible, then having your toes facing as far forwards as you go, as forwards as you can. So unlocking the knees, just allowing the spine to elongate. In that sense of space between your arms and your body. If you want to, you can roll your shoulders forward and then just let them just naturally fall back. And then just allowing the crown of the head to face the heavens, the sky, the universe. Going back down, just making sure that you're connected through kidney one, which is in the ball of the foot, connected to the ground. So you're connected to the heavens and you're connected to earth. Okay, so the first exercise is called happy bouncing. If you have very sore knees, then do this very gently. There is knee movement because you're going to start bouncing from your knees, so bending your knees very slightly and just bouncing from your knees. And you're just going to start bouncing your shoulders as well. So you're just going to start bouncing the whole body, really. If you want to, you can take your hands above your head and just let your wrists just be very loose, so your fingers are sort of flying around through the air. So this particular move, the upper bit is called shake the tree. So when you're bringing your hands above your head, it's shake the tree. When you're having your hands down below your sides, it's called happy bouncing. So just do this for a little bit longer. Obviously, if it gets too much, then just stop. If your shoulders get sore, then just bring your hands down. And just bring yourself to a very gentle stop. And just taking a few rounds of breath before we progress. Now we're activating the arms and the legs. So this requires a bit of cupping. So with cupping, what you do is, or you can slap one or the other. So with cupping, if you just hold your hands so that your fingers are out straight and your thumbs are resting against your hand, and then you just push your thumb very gently up the index finger, the first finger, until you get a nice dip in your hand, that could be used for cupping. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be hitting several parts of the body. So we're going to start with the right arm, right wrist. So hit the right wrist, then the right elbow, then the back of the right shoulder, and then repeat on the other side, left wrist, left elbow, left shoulder, and take both hands to your kidney area, tap that, then the side of the knees, and then your ankles, and then coming back up. So repeat that a few times. So I will put the breath in as well because it makes more sense if the breath is in. So inhale as you hit your right wrist, exhale right elbow, inhale right as you hit your right back of your right shoulder, exhale as you hit your left wrist, inhale left elbow, exhale left back of the shoulder, inhale back of the kidney area, exhale your knees, inhale your ankles, and exhale as you come back up. If you can't reach down to your ankles, then don't worry about that. I'm just going to do that two more times, and I'll just do the inhale and the exhale. Inhale and start on the right side. Inhale, wrist, exhale, elbow, inhale, back of shoulder, exhale, wrist, inhale, elbow, exhale, back of shoulder, inhale, kidney area, exhale, outside of knees, inhale, outside of ankles, exhale as you come up. And we'll do it one more time. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, kidneys, exhale, knees, inhale, ankles, and exhale, coming up. And just pausing for a couple of breaths. Now we're doing shifting the weight. So literally we're shifting weight, we're just moving, we're staying connected through kidney one, through the balls of our feet, and we're literally just moving from side to side. If you're seated doing this one, then just move your upper body from side to side. You might be able to, just going to check, just going to do a seated bit here for me. Yes, moving your upper body from side to side. So you move from one cheek of your bottom to the other, basically, if you're seated. Just doing one more on each side. And coming back to center. Next one is twisting waist and pushing palms. Traditionally done in horse riding, but if that doesn't feel comfortable for you, then stay within Wuji or staying seated. So we're going to have both hands in a loose fist, and they're right by the side of the bottom of the ribs. And with this one, we're going to open one hand, push it palm facing the other side of the body, and pushing it across. So I'm going to start by opening my left hand, pushing it across my stomach towards my right side, my right hand, and at the same time pulling my right elbow back. And then coming back to center. So So both hands are now either side of the ribs. And I'm going to open my right hand, push it across my stomach, and at the same time, pulling my left elbow back. So my left hand moves back as well. And back to center. Left hand opens, moves towards the right side. Right elbow moves back. And back to center. Right hand moves towards the left side. Left hand moves back. And then coming back to center. Left hand moving to the right side. Right hand moving back. Back to center. Right hand moving to the left side. Left hand moving back. Back to center. If you want to add the breath, you're welcome to do so. It's inhale as you move your hand across your stomach. And exhale as you come back to center. Inhale as you move your hand across the stomach. Exhale back to center. Just doing a couple more in time with your own breath. One more on each side. And then when you finish, you're in horse riding, coming back into Ruji. This next one is scooping from the sea and viewing the sky. So this one is going to be in the bow stance. So for this, we're going to be turning 1 foot 45 degrees. I'm actually turning my right foot, but if you're turning your left foot, that's absolutely fine. And I'm taking my left foot just one step forward and then just turning my body slightly so I'm facing forwards. It comes slightly lower for me, be able to see. With this one, be very careful with your lower back. Don't arch your spine. And if you do have back issues, then just coming up straight rather than moving backwards too much. If you're seated, I would just have 1 foot slightly further forwards just so you don't topple over. So we're going to be taking out both our hands down towards our knee, the front knee. We're going to scoop up some seawater. We're going to bring it up, turning our hands over and twisting them over again, taking your weight onto towards the back leg, and then just opening up your hands, taking them down the side as you view the sky. Coming back down in front of the knee, we're going to do one side first, taking your hands up, twisting them over so the palms are now facing up, and then just opening up, viewing the sky as your hand comes down. So take your hand up, hands up, overhead, be very careful of your lower back. Open your hands to the side and coming back down. Still. One more on this side. And back into Ruji. If you need to shake your legs out, you can do. And then swapping sides. So I'll introduce the breath now. So it's exhale as you go down and collect your water. Inhale, coming up, you're back into that bow stance position. So left foot is now turned 45 degrees, right foot is one step forwards. So coming down, get your water. Inhale as you bring it up overhead. Exhale as you open up and come back down to scoop some more water. Inhale, coming up. Exhale as you're opening your hands out. Do two more in time with your own breath. When you finish this last one, coming back into Uji and taking a few rounds of breath. Now we're drawing the bow to shoot the eagle, again traditionally done in horse riding. If you're in a seated position and your feet, we've got one foot forwards or both feet forward, then bringing them back to having your ankles and your knees stacked on top of each other. If you're doing this in Uji, that's perfectly okay. So with this one, the arrow hand, when you're shooting the arrow, fingers 3, 4, and 5 are folded into the palm, and the first finger and the thumb are opened out. That's just for the shooting. The hand that is pulling the bow or pulling the string is just in a loose fist. We're going to start with our hands facing our chest, palms facing the chest, and then I'm going to be shooting initially to the left, so I'm going to make my hand into that L position, if you like, so the 3, 4, and 5 fingers are down to the palm, and the first finger and the thumb are opened out. So pushing your arrow hand in one direction to the side, and pulling the bow with the other hand. And then letting go and coming back to the starting position. So we're going to be shooting to the right. So the arrow hand moves out to the side, bow hand just pulls back. So you have a nice stretch across your chest and coming back down. Back up. Doing the same on the left side now, shooting to the left. And back down. And then shooting to the right. Exhale as you shoot, inhale as you come back to center, exhale, shoot, inhale, back to center, exhale, shoot, inhale, back to center, exhale, shoot, inhale, back to center. We're just doing two more on each side in time with your own breath. So we all have different breath rates. So when you've finished shooting to the right this last time, and if you're in horse riding, coming back into Uji. Now we're doing wise owl gazes backwards. So with this one, our arms are just by the side of our body, our hands are by our thighs. If you can see that, that's slightly different. Your hands will be on your thighs rather than beside them. And what you're going to do is we're going to be taking our arms slightly out to the side and then pushing them backwards so the palms will end up facing forwards. And then we're going to be turning our head in one direction as if we were looking at one of the hands. At the moment I'm looking at my left hand, coming back to the starting position. Our hands are now by their sides, and then open them up slightly to the side, and then turning our head as if we were looking at the right hand, coming back to the side. Opening our hands up again, or our arms slightly, and our head as if we're looking to the left side. If it feels uncomfortable to turn your head and look at your hands, then face forwards. They always, always work within your own range of movement. So the breath for this is inhale as you take your hands back. Exhale as you come back to center. Inhale as you take your hands back slightly. Exhale back to center. Just keep doing this for a few more rounds. So inhale as you take your hands back. Exhale back to center. Inhale, hands back. Exhale back to center. Just doing one more on each side. And pausing when you're finished. Now turning to gaze at the moon. So with this one, our hands are our cow's horns. So they'll, if possible, remain roughly body width apart for the whole of the exercise. Don't worry if it's not, but I mean, that's the idea. So you're going to have to start with your hands just in front of your thighs. And we're going to be taking the hands and the arms up towards the right side. So our cow is now gazing at the moon, and so are we, because we're heading in that direction. Coming back down, just pausing for a moment just to let the cow graze, and then turning to the left side. So the cow's lifting its head and gazing at the moon. Cow's coming back to center, and then gazing at the moon on the right side. Down to center. Gazing at the moon on the left side. So if we want to add the breath, it's inhale as we move up, gaze at the moon, exhale as we come down. Inhale as we lift our hands up, exhale as we bring them down. Just doing a few more in time with your own breath. I'll be silent for a moment while you do that. Got one more on each side. Get back to center and finish the last one. I'm just pausing. Next, we're embracing arms. So this again is going into that bow stance, but we're also doing it a bit more in the back stance. It's just back stance is just when you're transferring the weight from the front leg to the back leg. So we're going to start with bow stance first. So transferring or turning one leg, one foot slightly to the diagonal, taking the other foot one step forwards and just turning your body slightly. If it doesn't feel comfortable to do that, what you can do is actually keep one leg straight and take the other one out to the diagonal. Some people find that more comfortable than twisting one leg and then turning the body slightly. So whatever feels comfortable for you. And then, again, if it feels comfortable, just lifting your toes. So lifting the front toes, not the back toes. If you're seated, then just taking one foot in front of the other. And then when we swap sides, then swap your feet over. So what we're going to do is start with our arms by our sides. The palms are facing forwards and slightly lifted, so your hands are slightly lifted. And then we're going to be taking, as we move our weight forwards, we're going to be taking our hands up, out to the side, and then we bring them back in towards the center. As the hands are now coming towards each other, or the arms are coming towards each other, turn the hands so their palms are facing down, and you're connected now, your front feet and your back feet are connected to the ground, and then just coming back into the back stance, so the weight is transferred onto the back leg if you're standing and your front toes are lifted. If it doesn't feel comfortable, if it feels a bit unbalanced to lift your front toes, then just leave them on the ground. So taking our hands back to the starting position, where we're going to be having our hands, palms facing upwards, taking our hands out to the sides, out in front, and as they start to get into the front, turn them over, so the palms face down, as you bring them back to the body. So hands out to the side, palms facing up, and back. As you get your hands in front and your hands over, as you come back into your back stance and lift your toes, just bring your hands back to the starting position. We'll just do one more on this side, and then we'll introduce the breath when we get to the other side. So when you finish that one, you're just going to, you may want to just give yourself a little bit of a shimmy shake, so it can be quite tiring standing, you know, transferring the weight and holding the weight in the back leg for quite some time. Okay, so taking now your, whichever movement you're doing, so whether you're turning the foot to the side and then taking one step forward and twisting your body, or whether you're keeping your back foot facing forwards and taking your front foot out the diagonal, whichever one you're doing, whichever one, if it's comfortable, keeping your toes up. So having your fingers, your palms facing up, arms by the side of your body, palms facing up. Taking your hands out to the side as you move your weight forward. You're doing that on the exhale, you're taking your weight forward. Turning your hands over and inhale as you're bringing your hands back and transferring your weight to the back leg. If you're seated, remember you're swapping legs as well, hopefully. So taking your hands out to the side as you exhale. Then your palms down and inhale as you bring your hands back to the body. Exhale as you take your hands out and transfer your weight forwards. And coming back. And then inhale, your palms facing down. Just doing two more in time with your own breath. Exhale as you move out, inhale as you come back in. Just doing one last one. And then coming back into Ryuji again. If you want to use a bit of a shimmy shake, then please do so. Now we're waving hands like clouds. So traditionally done in horse riding, but if you want to do it in Ryuji, you're welcome to do so. If you're seated, then taking your legs back from the previous exercise, so your ankles and your knees are stacked upon each other. You're going to have one hand facing the chest, palm facing the chest. The other hand, the palm is facing around about the stomach level or slightly lower, maybe the lower abdomen. We're moving to the top arm, so in my case that's my right arm, so moving to the right side, and then just swapping hands when you get to the right side, back through center, and then just swapping your hand positions as you come to the left side, back through the center, swapping again. Each time you come to the side, you swap your hands. So the direction of travel is your upper elbow. That's the direction you're moving. It's inhale as you change hands. And if you want to, you can actually take if you're moving to the right side, you can just lift your left heel if you want to. Becomes a bit more of a balance as well. So I'm going to do one more on each side. Get back to center and back into Ryuji. And just pausing for a couple of breaths. So now I'm going to be doing waterfall. So waterfall, you're going to be taking your hands out in front of your body. So your palms are facing down, your wrists are quite loose, so your fingers are facing down. If possible, taking your hands above your head and then just flexing your hands so your fingers are now pointing up and then coming down, so more waterfall. Back to the starting position. Hands out in front, fingers are quite loose, facing the floor, taking it as high as you can, flexing your wrists so your fingers are now facing up, and then coming back down to the starting. Fingers face the floor as we come up in front of our body. And then when we reverse and we come back down, our fingers are facing the sky, the ceiling, or whatever room you are in. You might be outside doing this. Just repeating this a few times as I introduce the breath, which is very simple. It's inhale up and exhale down. Let's inhale up and exhale down. Just doing two more in time with your own breath. Finish that last one, just pausing for a couple of breaths. So now we're doing something called white crane. It spreads its wings. Crane is used quite often within sort of Qigong movements. So last month we had two crane ones. We had crane flying over the valley and crane walking on the moors. This one we've got the white crane spreading its wings. So we stand in Ruji, and maybe slightly narrower than Ruji, and we're going to be taking our hands out to the side and overhead. If it feels comfortable coming up on your toes, if that doesn't feel comfortable, then don't. And then as you come down, the idea is you come down, do quite a deep squat, and then just hug your knees almost. If you're not able to come down very far, then just going down as far as feels comfortable for you, coming back up on your tiptoes if that's what you're doing. If you're not, then coming back up as high as you can go. And the same with your arms, just taking them as high as you can, and then going down as low as you can. This one really is improving circulation throughout the whole body. So it's inhale as we come up, exhale as we come down. Inhale up, exhale down. That's a nice one for actually doing the squat as well, because we use the squat so often. You know, when we sit, we squat. If that's sitting at the chair, sitting on the toilet. If we happen to want to get something from a lower shelf, we squat. We tend to squat for that. But bending over to get something, we tend to put a squat in. We're going to do two more. So squat is a really important movement to be able to do. And then when you finish, just bring your hands down by the side of your body. Next, we're igniting your fire. So with this one, bring your hands together. So the palms of the hands are touching each other. The fingers are initially touching each other, but they won't be in a moment. Then, keeping your palms touching, turn your hands so that in my case, my upper hand is actually my right hand. So your right fingers are now pointing towards your left wrist and your left fingers are pointing towards your right wrist. And the right hand, right fingers are on top, left hand, left fingers are underneath the wrist. The wrist is underneath. So what we're going to do with this one, there are two movements. So I'm going to do the hand, the arm movements first, and then we'll introduce the leg ones in a minute. So we're going to just literally just turn our hand, turn the hands 180 degrees, so the fingers are now pointing the other way, and then turning them back. And as you're doing this, the elbow, the hand that's on the top, the elbow is going to be pointing up into the air. You're going to be getting quite a warm, it's a really good one actually, it's quite warm palms. It's a good one for if you happen to have really cold fingers. It does improve circulation in the fingers. I'm just doing this a couple of times, and then I'm going to introduce the legs. So we'll just pause there, whichever side you're on, doesn't matter. Traditionally done in horse riding, but if you don't find that comfortable, then that's fine. Maybe you can go a little bit wider than Ruji if you can. And what we're going to be doing is, so I'm going to be turning my hand, so my left hand is going to be on top now, so my left elbow is going to be on top. I'm going to be bending my left knee, so my right knee is, so my right leg is straight. Coming back, turning it the other way around, so our left, sorry, my right hand is on top, my right knee is bent, my left leg is straight. So you're basically going from side to side, you're moving from side to side, so this helps the circulation in the legs, so moving from side to side. There isn't a breath with this one. I mean, you could, if you wanted to, inhale one side and exhale the other, but there isn't this specific breath. Just doing two more on each side. And then when you're finished, just coming back to center. So we're going to do rolling the ball, rolling the chi ball. So again, this is that back stance to bow stance. So whether you're keeping one foot straight and taking the other one out to the diagonal, or whether you're turning the back foot with your one foot 45 degrees and taking the other one step out and then turning your body, whichever feels more comfortable to you. And we're going to be having the toes up on the front foot if that feels good. Holding our ball of chi. And as we move forward, if you're seated, take one leg out and then swap legs partway through, like we were going to be doing standing. Taking your ball of chi, moving it forwards, rolling it forwards as you put your foot on the ground, and then just coming back, bring it back towards the body as you lift your front toes and you transfer your weight to the back leg. And forwards. And coming back. And your chi forwards as you bring your front foot down, keeping that back leg, back foot on the ground the whole time. And coming back to the back stance as you lift your front toes. Doing one more on this side. And swapping sides. If you're seated, swap your feet around as well. That front toes and you're moving your ball of chi forwards and back, forwards and back. So exhale as you move your ball forwards, inhale as you bring it back. Exhale as you move it forwards, inhale as you bring it back. Bring two more on this side. And then coming back to center. Now we're circling the arms, part the clouds. We're going to start with our hands just above our head. If that's not comfortable, then bringing them in just in front of your head. So the backs of the hands are facing each other. You're going to be taking your hands out to the side. Bring them down, it can be thigh level, it can be slightly lower, crossing your hands over, bringing them up above your head and then having the backs of the hands facing each other again. So down the side. Squatting, if it feels comfortable. If it doesn't, then don't. Crossing your hands over, bringing them back over the head and backs of the hands facing. Down the side. Crossing in front of the legs. Up. Backs of the hands facing each other. Exhale as you move your hands down the side, and inhale as you bring them back above the head. Exhale down the side, inhale above the head. Just doing two more. And then you finish the last one. You bring your hands back over the head and just bring your hands down in front of your body, palms facing down. Now we're doing backstroke. That's exactly what it is. You're going to be taking one arm back and then the other arm back, as if you were doing backstroke. For some people, this might be uncomfortable, and if that's you, then what you can do is actually shorten your range of movement. And one of the ways to do that is doing it with the short limb, like we did in the warm-up. So just using your elbow, taking your elbow back, but keeping your forearm and your hand, you know, your hands attached to the shoulder. So you're actually lessening the range of movement on your shoulder. There isn't a breath to movement with this one. Gets the shoulder joint mobilized and helps circulation in the shoulder as well. Do one more on each side. Back to center. I'm going to do some armpit cupping. It sounds delightful, doesn't it? So again, having your hands flat, taking your thumbs just a little way up your first finger, your forefinger, till there's that little cup in your hand. I'm lifting just one arm, it doesn't matter, I'm lifting my right arm, it doesn't matter which arm you do. And you're actually just going to be cupping around the armpit. So three of our meridians, the heart governor, heart and lung, all run through this area or near the armpit itself, or just the arm, just nearby the armpit. It helps to activate those, as well as the axial artery, which flows through this area as well. Axillary artery. And the lymphs as well. So it helps to activate those. So swapping sides, and doing the same on the other side. If it feels uncomfortable holding your hand up, then just having you can put your hand on the back of your shoulder, or just have it resting on your head if that feels more comfortable for you. And then just dropping your hands down. And now we're going to finish with raising the heels. So literally lifting your heels up. You might need to hold on to something for this. This needs a bit of a balance. And then just dropping back down. So you raise your heels and then drop them. And that is all the exercise is. It helps to get the circulation going. Just doing two more. And just pausing, noticing whatever's arising. So So that's the finish of the circulation set, but to actually finish the whole evening off, I thought we'd do a little bit of a massage. So we're just going to start with one hand on our dantian, our lower abdomen, and the other hand on top, it doesn't matter. Traditionally, it's men have the right hand on top, women have the left hand on top, but it's whatever feels comfortable these days, for most people anyway. And then we're going to be moving in a clockwise position initially. We're just moving in a circle. And changing direction. Well, I said it was a massage, this also does involve a bit of tapping as well. So we're just going to be tapping down our arms, our inner arm, and up the outer arm, inside of the arm and the outside of the arm. So very similar to what we did in the warm-up. So one more down and up, and then when you finish, just swapping sides. One more down and up. And then we're going to be going down to the backs of the legs. Up the inside of the legs, and down the inside of the legs, and up the outside of the legs. Just doing this a few times, down the outside of the legs, up the inside of the legs, up, down the inside of the legs, up the outside of the leg. Doing one more down and up. I'm just going to finish with a bit of a facial massage. So just having your hands either side of your nose, just pushing your hands up your face, push your forehead down your cheek. Pushing your hands up your face, down your forehead. Sorry, down your, it's along your forehead, down your cheeks. So just doing this a few more times. Doing one more. And then just pausing at the end. Just noticing how you're feeling. And I hope you've enjoyed this circulation set. Thank you.